on page Kufman Aleph, the Rebbe's finishing his discussion of the Protem, of how and where the Chavraya should be conducted, and the expectations of all the Chavrayim who are part of the Chavraya. To Nageya, to all of the things in Nageya, to everybody's Avodas Hashem. Not only if a person is part of such a thing, but to have this type of an approach to Avodas Hashem. So he says in the middle of page Kufnun Aleph, Makayim Vada Chavraya. Yiyeitza Kolachim Behem Mokam Akudish. Everybody has to have a place in life where he can go, and he could, in that place, it's like for him, it's a little Beis HaMikdash, some place which is a Mokum HaKudosh. For each members of the Chavraya, the Rebbe says, place of where they come together in the Shiva, wherever that might be, should be always looked at as a Mokum HaKudosh, as a holy place. Mekayim Shel Olam. It's the place where you have an opportunity to spend that time with the Mekayim Shel Olam, with Hashem Yisbarach. Beis HaRachtza Lirchetz Boi should be seen like a mikveh, which when you walk into that place, Lirchetz Boi, to cleanse yourself, to wash yourself off, L'tahir's HaNishamas, a place where the neshamas are purified. Whatever goes on in the street goes on in the street. And a person should feel that when he walks into shul, that this is a place where I can clean myself, where I wash myself, where I'm attire myself. I'm entering now into this place that is called the Machne Shechina, the camp of the Shechina. And when a person is going to the shtibel, to this Beis Avad, wherever they're meeting the Chavraya, b'shal shohelo sham yeh ba'enav kilu yotze atam in reshusai shel olam hazeh, he should feel as if he's leaving the domain of this world, l'snif gan eden hatachtein, to the annex. To a division of the Gan Eden HaTachtein, of Gan Eden in this world. Shahirid Hashem LeBeis Avad Shel Ham. But Hashem Hashbach took a piece of Gan Eden from above, and he brought it down here in this world. And that's how a person should feel when he's walking into his place of learning, his place of davening. Yogil v'yismach libay b'cherdas kodesh al gadol oishoy shezoich agam b'lo mazeh l'start atachas kamfei hashchin, that the person should be filled with joy and with holy trembling that he's so fortunate that he's zoich even in this world, that he's zoich to have a place where he could hide under the wings of the Shechina. Mekol shekem b'shosh nimtza b'beis avad sheyismach, all the thoughts that he has when he's walking there and he's going in, and certainly when he's in the Beis Havad, when he's in that place, we carve in Shechina Kadosh B'Shechina, to feel and to think about how the Shechina Kadosh is there. Nafshi Chaylas Avasecha. Nafshi Chaylas Avasecha. Ona Kelna Refona La Baharis La Maim Zivach. The Ayra Tshuka B'Kirvai. And he should be Ma'ayra Tshuka, a longing within himself. Shigala Hashem B'Libai Nitzai Tznayim Zivai V'Sres Uzai, that Hashem should reveal within his heart a spark of that splendor, of that glory, Shnimtzavakan, that's seen here, that's found here. And you can be sure that any of the places where they had these shtiblach, or these gathering places for the chavai, they didn't have carpeting and air conditioning, and there wasn't much going on by way of decorating and things like that. It must have been the most broken and decrepit places. And for that person going in, it's mamash Gan Eden. Hagam shekulim yischabu yachid b'ahavas chaverim v'kulim yoyvuz elazeh ahav rabba. even though they should be, as the Rebbe was talking about earlier in the parak, even though they should join together with great ahavas chaverim, with great love and friendship, and each one should love the other one, behave rabba, with great love. Mikol makom, nevertheless, yikach kol echad mehem chavar la'atzmai. It's very important that each one of you, the Rebbe says, that each person should have a chavar la'atzmai, should have one unique and special friend. Shalafanav yigala es kol matzpunei levavai, to whom the person is able to be megala es kol matzpunei levavai, all of the deeper feelings, all the things that are hidden in his heart. Bein v'dvam ruchniyim, bein v'dvam gufaniyim. A friend with whom a person can share all of his ruchnis dike inyanim, and all the things that he's going through in this world also. Bein v'dvam gufaniyim. Da'gosa, he could share with this person his worries. He doesn't have to be embarrassed or ashamed. He can talk to this person about the things that worry him. Da'gosa, v'simchaso, and the things that bring him joy and his simcha. Nefilasai, he could talk to the person about his nefilas, his failures. Valiyasai, and his aliyas. V'chaveru hashemeya yinachameyu, this chaver, who is a good listener, each one listens to the other, is able to give nechama, is able to comfort, yatzeyu, and to advise, v'yisamcheyu, and to bring him joy, kechol ha'efshalai, according to whatever he can do. Gam b'dvar muchanim, yatzeyu, v'yadricheyu, kefidaitu matzavai, chen zel azeh. And among these things, they're able to advise each other, to give hadracha, since they know each other very well. They know, each one knows the other one's standing, each one knows what the other one is holding, that they're able to give etzes, good etzes, and ruchnis, and hadracha, one to the other. B'nei HaChevraya lo yisapru v'lo yifasum b'shvokim b'chobis min HaChevraya k'lo yishazu drachei ha'maseo. The B'nei HaChevraya should not go around in public talking about what's going on in the Chevraya and what's happening there. It's not something that should be part of a public discussion. You know, you don't have to go blogging about. Can you imagine, like nowadays, there'd be like, you know, each Chevraya would have to have its own website, of course, and you know, the whole Indian here is, again, not to create a feeling of elitism. And that's why the Rebbe wrote before that certainly they should be more than abriyas, and to go with other people and to go to other places. But this is the Kodesh Kadoshim of the Chevraya, and it should be something which is very tzanua, which is very, very hidden. And not to go around talking about it. Drechehu ma'aseho. Lo yisparu bo la'enei zulosam. And not to show off about it to other people. It's not a fraternity. And to, you know, to make a statement about it, that others should know about it, and so on. Ki kamay sha'aluchas ha'shniyas ha'kayomas lano, ama Hashem ein lecha yofim ha'tzniyas. But everybody knows that the first luchas were given with a lot of public attention, and the whole world knew about the first luchas. And it was a very, very big tumult, a very big scene, and the whole thing ended in disaster. And from there, the Baruch Shalom said, "Ein l'chadav v'yofim ha'tzniyas." The second luchos, which were done without the publicity, which were done quietly, b'enu b'ein b'nei Yisrael. There, we don't have all the midrashim about the whole world being silent and the whole world hearing. I was knowing it and trembling and so on. The second luchos were given when we were tzibrochim, and it was done in a very, very private way. Enlecha yafim and hatsnias. Enlecha yafim and hatsnias. Sneas is not, the Chazal say this, sneas does not only mean, of course, how you cover, you know, how you cover yourself, or a woman covering her knees and her elbows and her hair, and a man, you know, dressing a certain way. Tznius is the meaning of Hatznei Aleches and Malekecha. So if you look in the Maral, in the Nesiv Hatznius, in the Nesiv Hatznius, what the Pnimius is Hatznius. That's why people, you know, especially the girls, they grow up and the Tznius becomes such such an offensive word, because if all they ever heard that Tznius means is knees and elbows, then you begin to feel at some point, nowadays at least, you begin to feel offended or whatever, that it's insulting. But the deeper meaning of Tznius, of what Tznius is, Pnimius, Hatznei Aleches Amalekecha, on that pasuk in the Navi, it's a pasuk in Micha, on that pasuk in the Navi, the Targum Yonason says Hatznei Aleches means that when you go to serve Hashem, it says Hatznei Aleches, the Targum Yonason says, when you go to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom, it should be done with knees. It's not talking about knees and elbows. It means that a person does things in a way that's hidden and that's inward, in a way that is not the Gemara says in Yuma, the famous Gemara is the Yuma and Mem Zayin. I think that the Gemara says about that, you know, the Kimchis, that she was zeicher, this woman Kimchis was zeicher to have seven sons, and Mishamish become Gedolah, that were Kahanim Gedolah, and how that works out exactly, you know, historically. But anyway, she was zeicher to have sons that were Kahanim Gedolah. And when she was asked, why is that, how is that possible, how she's zeicher for such a thing? So she says that the answer is in such a way that it sounds like it's just a matter of practicality. She said that Ma'ilam, the walls of my house never saw a hair of my head. She always had her hair covered, even in her house and at all times. Which is also, by the way, in modern times, how when they asked the Chazanish's mother, how she was able to have such a son, she said a similar lesson like that too. And the way the Maral explains that, the way the Maral explains that is that the Indian of the Kohen Gadol, that he goes into Bis Hamikdash Lifnei VeLifnim, he goes into that place that is most hidden, that is most private, which is the whole nature of the Kohuna Gadolah, of the Kohen Gadol, that he's able to go Lifnei VeLifnim. So what she was saying is that there's such a strong, there's such a shmira, there's such a shmira that she protects so much herself from the public eye. It's not just a matter of anything that's lewd or disgusting or not nice. It's what people also, they don't understand when it comes to women, when it comes to covering their hair. Again, they find it very offensive that the Indian is like, you know, what kind of sick guy is interested in my hair? And then, you know, then so I should get myself a, you know, a $45,000 shavel that looks nicer than my thin, scraggly hair could ever look, you know, even after spending the whole day in the, you know, the beauty parlor, whatever they call it. It's a person that, so the girls grow up hearing these things, and the Indian of Tznius is that the whole mahus of Hatznei Aleches is privacy. It's privacy, that there's a part of oneself that no matter what, under all circumstances, there's a feeling of concealment and of hiddenness and Hatznei Aleches. And it's a big sugya, but the Rebbe's talking about Enlecha Yofim Hatznius, that especially nowadays, that everything is so public. Everything is so public. That if a person has a toothache, you know, before he even took it, you know, went to the dentist or anything, it's already like, you know, it's already on the internet that Moshe Kapoya has a toothache, and he's already getting emails about his toothache, you know. So the Enlecha Davar Yofim Hatznius, it causes so much sorrow in our lives. This Indian of the Indian of openness and the fahesiyadike lives that we live, it's causing a tremendous amount of broken luchais. The second luchais are forever. in the Yofim and Hatsnias. Kamesha Zoya Kaddish. So the Rebbe's saying that the Chaveim, this is not something that should be spoken about openly and discussed with people to show off and so on. In Lechadova Hatsnei Leches. In Avaydus Hashem Hatsnei Leches. Kamesha Zoya Kaddish has Galarak, but Maris Rebbe Shimon. Barichai, the Baris Hatsneya. The deepest teachings of Torah took place not over the internet. The deepest teachings of Torah took place when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son were in a cave, hidden from the eyes of the entire world. And that Torah is the chiyus of all islands. All worlds are sustained by the Torah of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Atamogin Vadeinu. All the Torah Rabbi Shimon was revealed davke in the Ma'ara, in such a place that was hidden from the eyes of the world, which Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Elazar, Aniva Ata. It's enough that you and I exist in the world. That's what Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Elazar when they were leaving the cave. Daila Olam Aniva Ata. It's enough that you and I know what's taking place here. It's enough that you and I are doing this. And when people live in such a way, Dailo Elam Aniva Ata, so then from there comes a tremendous, tremendous amount of bracha to the entire world. Dailo Elam Aniva Ata. So that's where the Zohar Kodesh was revealed. In the Ma'ara, in a hidden cave, Midbariyas, in the wilderness, Bahatsneya, in a place of Hatsneya, in a place of Tsneas. Place that was hidden, that was concealed. V'chol ha-kabbalah nikris sod. And the entire Kabbalah is called a secret. Kabbalah is called a sod. Like now you see that, you know, that the classes on mysticism, mystical this and Kabbalah that, and everything that's Kabbalah. Any time that there's something that's advertised as Kabbalah, it's the greatest proof that it has nothing to do with Kabbalah. It can't possibly have to do with Kabbalah. Because the meaning of Kabbalah is Sod. Sod means a secret. It means Bahatsneya. There can't be such thing as a Kabbalah Institute. I'm not only talking because of the fact that it's all done with Gnevis and there's no smamish. The Oivad, every one of their says Adibris. I'm not talking about what they call these people Nabuch that got caught up in that cult. So Bechlal, the whole concept of there being, you know, of there being such a mice at a place. The Kabbalah is sight. Kabbalah is a secret. Kein kol avayda kedosha, and so it is. The Rebbe says, kol avayda kedosha. Sheyesh boy, his galus and nefesh. Listen carefully to the sentence. Any avoida kedosha, any holy avoida. Sheyesh boy, his galus and nefesh, which is for the purpose of his galus and nefesh, of revealing the inwardness of oneself. Any avoida sakodesh. Avoid the kedusha. She is by his galus and nefesh, misnagedesi l'sha'ayin upirsum. It, by definition, it is against any noise, sha'ayin, any tumult, upirsum, and publicity. Anything which is any avoid the kedusha she is by his galus and nefesh, is by its nature misnagedesi l'sha'ayin upirsum. Wherever an effort is being made to wrench out the inside of a Jew to get to the pnimius, wherever there is such an effort that's being made, it b'teva is against publicity. It's b'teva against sha'ayin u'pirsum. V'noyach la ha-hester. A concealment. And it prefers concealment. It's much better for it that there should be concealed, that there should be Hester. As it says in the Pasuk, Loi Birash Hashem. Hashem is Baruch, does not appear with his noise. Does not come into the world in a noisy way. Loi birash Hashem. There are people, tzaddikim, that were sitting 70, 80 years old, no one in the world, maybe besides his chavrusa, knew that he was great in Kabbalah, that he knew very deep teachings of Torah. Now there's a second, a person reads something in a magazine that says something, some word that he doesn't understand about, you know, Kabbalah Chassidus, he's already, you know, telling it over, you know, Rabban. So the whole appearance of Hashem in the world is in such a way of loy barash Hashem, not with noise. Loy barash Hashem.
Now, can we use the Lamed Vav, but that's not a good example.
The Lamed Vav Tzadikim? Why, sure. Those are the greatest Tzadikim who are holding up the entire world are unknown, are hidden. Virakim Yitzem Milas Tapech Lehem Betorah Chaver Chodesh Yikablo Yisab Sever Parim Yofis. And if somebody wants to join the chaver and to become a new chaver in the chaver, then he should be received by Sefer Parim Yofis. But the Yimsalay Divrei Chaveris, they have to give over to him the requirements of being a chaver. Maraki Yabaru Laham Shekavanos L'Shem Shemayim. Only if it's clear that the person's kavanah is l'shem shemayim. Only if it's clear that the kavanah is not l'shem shemayim, not that he just wants to say that he's part of something or to be part of something. It's not always possible to know, but they have to try to find out. Ramakia Borulham Shekavanosa l'shem shemayim. These were small groups. We're not talking here about organizations. V'chenim roya atu ish Yisrael. And he says, the Rebbe says, not only that, even if there's a person who doesn't know about what you're doing, is not part of it, but you see him as somebody that if this person would join you, it would be good for him and it would be good for the rest of the chaver. Then you're allowed to go and have a talk with him. That he should join you. As long as everything is l'shem shemayim. And it's not like this guy is, you know, because he's a big catch, because he's some, you know, big Talmud Chacham, and you just want to look good for the, you know, you want it to look good for the group. But it's the Shem Shemayim that it would be Tov Lo, it would be Tov Lachem, it would be good for him, and it would be good for the Chevrayim.
What if all of them means?
Sorry?
The
Shem Orma. Orma means a trick, like shrewdness. It means deception for some ulterior motive. It can't be for any ulterior motive. Yeah. Yeah. Back many years ago, was, you know, when we were first married, we came back from marriage to Israel, so we lived in a neighborhood. Yeah. We lived in Queens. And at that time, my family lives over there. We lived in Queens, and in those days, they were kemat. You didn't have anybody, you know, that wore bekisher. There was nobody that wore bekishes in those days, except there were a couple of rabbanim that wore a bekisher. But there were no balabatim. There was some that had. There was some polish of balabatim that had in the shtiblach. They had hanging on a hook, but the wives didn't let them wear it in the street or at home. So they used to keep it in the shtibl on a hook. But it wasn't like now that, you know, that somebody heard a vart from the Baal Shem Tov and he buys a bekesher. So it was very, there were very, very few. So I was one of the only bekeshers. And when I came back from Yerushalayim, and we lived in Queens, and there was like a rush from some of the older rabbanim in the neighborhood that had shtiblach, that they, I didn't know who they were, but they were asking me to come to daven by them in the shtiebel, you know, and I said to one of them, you know, I might be the biggest murderer in the world. He had no idea. So he said to me, It's not nafkin there, but it's nice. We need a bakashay. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference who you are. I don't care who you are. I just want to have a bakashay. So I told him, I said, yeah, take my bakashay and look at daf and why daf. Because I was davening someplace else, and he kept on, every time I would meet him in the mikveh, so he would pull me outside the mikveh and he said, why don't you ever come to daven? I said, it's far away. I'm not inside. I have a couple of friends where I am over here. So I was older on the other side. I said, he says, come. And I asked him, I said, you don't even know me. What do you want me to come to this? He says, we need to have a bakashim. So, you know, that's it was very sweet because he didn't mean it. He was a sweet person and everything. But that's not what the Rebbe's talking about, not having a bakashim in the chavra. Kol echeb in a chavraya. He says each member of the chevraya, im torud hu b'chol hayoyim lirdech achim zanaisav. These are people who mostly we're talking about very poor people who are busy all day long trying to find a couple of dollars and to make a few dollars to be able to eat. So they were very hard-working people. Every member of the chevraya should live in such a way that when he's all day long at work, he should stop at least a few times during the day in the midst of all of his tirdus and say, Rabbeinu Shalom, Master of the World, Nimsani Ata, I right now I'm the Makamis of Sukhanabanachi Dushase. I'm going through places that's dangerous for Lanapshi Ukadushasi. Imagine how dangerous those places were in those days. Like we're compared to whatever we'd see now. Sukhanabanachi that are a danger to my nefesh and to my kedusha. Ata Alta Zvaini, please Hashem, don't abandon me, don't leave me. T'mayichu shmar esi, Shem Yisrael. Support me and guard me and watch over me, Shem Yisrael. Le'belashna is a davka tzorich. I'm not saying that davka, these words. I'm just giving you raka'en zebechaloshin shenayichla. Whatever is easy for you to say, you feel comfortable saying that a person, that anyone who's a member of the chevraya, that wherever he is, no matter what he's doing, he should always be attached to kedusha. Hineni koyfel mishalos leidiyah shloich havrayi hi aikaris bezer raka chaver ha'ish ha'avrei chabocha nichnas lavoyd hu aikar bezer. I'm saying this again. He said, I'm repeating the second, third time to make it clear that the main thing is not to have this group and to have a chaver. The main thing is each individual person in the group. The avrich, the young man, the bachu, who's entering into avodas Hashem. That's the aikar. Hu aikar bezer. This is a way of developing greater individuals. But it's not the ikur here is not the team, it's not the chevra, the ikur is the individual. Ki ha-gemara shaymeres asu kitos v'isku b'tayrim. The Gemara says that, the Gemara tells us that we should divide ourselves into different groups, asu kitos v'isku b'tayrim. The Torah should be learned in such a way you don't sit by yourself somewhere and learn, but asu kitos v'isku b'tayrim. You join together with, you find a group of people, and you're Isaac and Tyra. Shana Tyra Niknes El Bechabur. Because Tyra can only be acquired in such a way, in Chabur. Ha'im Kavanasa Shachabur Hi Hakol. Do you think that Chazal meant that the Ikar is, that the whole thing is the Chabur, to have an organization, to have this place or that place? You have people that they're so unbelievably caught up with, they're. With what's going on in the politics of a shul, every single inyan with the politics of a shul, or the politics in the yeshiva, every single thing, and they forget what do you need a shul for? Yes, like you have a bai, he's the biggest, he's the biggest macher, the biggest hacker in every committee and everything. He's always involved. But then when it comes to Shabbos, he comes, 45 minutes late. He davens for 10 minutes and he talks a little bit and then he goes out to the hallway to hack about the Kiddush, and he's hacking about, the next who should be the next vice president, or who should pick up the herring next week for Shalosh Sudas or something. He's always, but why do you have a shul? He's asking, what do you need this? What's this place for? Why does it exist? If you ask him, why do you have? What do you need a shul for? What's the shul for? So if he says anything except to become Dovak Bashem, so he might think, well, it's a place where Jews gather, so that we shouldn't assimilate, something like that. You know, people have things like that. We shouldn't intermarry. That's why you're on the board of the shul, so that your children shouldn't intermarry. What's the tachlis of this building? What's the tachlis of having this place? What are you doing over here? What do you want to be in this place? Shavuot Hashem. That's why you see with shuls. Sometimes, you know, the things that a shul is not just nowadays in many places. I mean, the what's the expectation of a shul? This is something I've had, you know, so many conversations with people back. It's like, you know, some people that they come. You know, it's supposed to be like a social place, and to have all different kinds of social events and so on. Social events meaning with the husbands and the wives and different things and outings, and it's supposed to, like, why? I had once a lady here said, how come, well, I used to be in, she was in some shul someplace out of town, we used to have sometimes, we would go together with the shul to a museum, and she wanted to know, like, how come I didn't organize a trip to a museum? And, like, you know, what kind of a shul is this? What kind of rabbi am I that we don't go to the museum or something? I don't know how do you start to explain that? It's not, you know, it's not Eish Kodesh Jewish Center. And it's not, you know, I understand it's a nice, I mean, you like to go to the museum, that's a nice thing. And but that's not, I said when the shul first started, that doesn't have anything to do with it. Now there's already a lot of people. But in the beginning when the shul started, and a couple of the guys spoke to me about coming, and that maybe we want to start something, I said that only on the tonight at Bishum Eifen, I don't have to get involved in any social, you know, things and like functions. And it's not going to ever become like something that I have to, you know, to be in charge of barbecues and stuff like that. And I'm not saying that there isn't a place for that, but that itself, the less avodas Hashem in the shul, the busier the social calendar. Doik v'timsa. Take a look at that and you'll see. And I'm not saying it's different out of town. It's more. I'm not talking about in Shtetlach where there are hardly any Jews. It's different. It has to be with a big seichel in those places, because because there's nothing. You're going there to a place you want to hold the Olam together, and there's nothing to hold the Olam, to hold people together in these faraway places, and you have to try to make it that it's like almost like a house, like a. You have to do something. It's a very big malacha how it should be done. Al taras hakodesh. And oftentimes these out of town, you know, these out of town kiruv things become too politicized and too involved in these inyanim, because they over there there is taka a very strong need when there's only a minyan of Jews. You go someplace. I was just talking to somebody yesterday. That he goes to a place a few times a year, a very 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 small kahila of Jews. There's I think maybe 11 or 12 Shemesh Shabbos Jews there. Mm-hmm. So you understand that in that place there's an inyan that has to be done with sneis and seichel, how to bring everybody more together. But the whole inyan, like, I'm sure that the you can make good arguments against this, but I'm just expressing my own personal feelings that I don't go for the whole inyan of having dinners together, the whole being socializing the men and women in shul and using it as a means of substituting for culture and social events. The svara is that why Jews should do it, Jews should do these things with each other, and where are they going to go? I mean, otherwise they're going to go to Goyish places. So you have to be careful. I mean, certain places out of town, and if there are people that are barely holding on to Yiddishkeit, there are certain things that have to be done. You know? But when you're living in a place with Kanayin Ahara, where some of our children don't even know what a Goy looks like, so. When we're living in our places, the inyan of a shul, to remember what the inyan of a shul is. The inyan of a shul is learning and davening. That's what it is. As far as chaveshaf, of course, the chaveim are learning and davening. Chaveim and learning and davening. Those are your chaveim. Those are the ikke chaveim in life, the ones that you learn with, the ones that you daven with. But not that Not that it means that shul is, little league games and 10 o'clock mahjong, 11 o'clock poker, 12 o'clock an outing to Central Park, then we're going to the zoo and then the museums. So, I don't mean this by way of criticizing people that do that. I just I'm expressing to you my personal belief that the less concern there is with pnimius, the more the purpose of a shul is viewed as being chitzanius, and the more buses pull up in front of the shul to take the people away from the shul, as opposed to taking the people deeper into the shul. These are people that are constantly looking for buses to take them. When I told you when I first went to, I wasn't interested at all in Rabbanus, but there was a tzaddik that told me that something to go to. There was a place that they were probing Rabbanim, and they called me to come. So I saw this, since the tzaddik told me, he didn't tell me what he said. So I went to this place for Shabbos, and then they interviewed me. They had this thing interview, and I was just. It was such a galachta. Any of you would have seen me at that thing. It was very crazy. I was so out of place. And the whole thing was, they had a committee of men and women from the shul to interview me. And I didn't even know the women come to the interview. And I only went because Sally told me he says, go. So I went. I really didn't want to do it, but Sally said I should go. So I went to the thing, and I'm sure he didn't know that there were going to be women also to interview. So they interviewed me. And this lady asked was, how do you feel about Yom HaAtzmaut? That was the first thing she asked me, how do I feel about Yom HaAtzmaut? Not, hello, how are you? Where did you go to yeshiva? What do you feel about Yom HaAtzmaut? So I said, I don't know. I said, I feel the same as what Aaron Kotler felt about it. So she said, who? And so she said, so one of the men said, I've got Aaron Kotler. Kotler was here, he's a big Rosh Hashiva. So, and afterwards, that's how he said, I shouldn't have said that. Because he asked me, like, what I said. Because I didn't really want to get the job anyway. Like, so what am I getting into over here? And what is this? But then the big question was how would I once told this two or three years ago, how would I feel, would I feel comfortable, how would I feel about a shul trip to Atlantic City? No. She asked me. No, that was a guy, that wasn't a girl, it was a guy. How would I feel about, so I said, I would feel like Terran Korea. I would feel like Terran Korea. So they went, oh, that's pretty intense. I said, that's not at all. I would feel much worse than that, but I have no other way of saying that a shul trip to Atlantic City. I said, are you kidding? So then the afterwards, the guy came to me in the hall and he said, look, Rabbi, I know you mean well, but I don't think this is for you over here. I'm not sure you'd be happy over here. I said, I'm sure I wouldn't be happy. You're not sure? I'm 100% sure you should be happy and well, that's it. So it's the Indian of Atlantic. How would the rabbi feel about a trip to Atlantic City? It's an Orthodox shul. What?
On your last road.
On Yom HaAtzmaut. Special deal, special rate. Because the Indian of a Smedrish is to build the pnimius of a person. It's to build inside a fire, inside. Not. Again, I understand that there's places that are doing these things, but.
The answer that you're looking for is, do you get $100 worth of free chips?
Yeah.
Only we go on the chips and they give you back $100.
Yeah, okay, so then all of these things, that's why even, I know that there are people here from the shul that are very upset with me that I don't want to have, I don't agree to something like a little league. So that means that Weinberger hates children, that whole svar. Like as if I'm not in favor of children, little boys playing baseball. I have something against boys playing baseball. I said I have a lot of nachas when Jewish boys are having fun and they're playing, but I don't want it to be a shul thing, little league. I said, Baruch Hashem, there are other places that have their little leagues and they could join. I said, but it would strengthen the bond, in the shul. He said, I don't know. I don't go for it, I understand that people have said good ideas about why and what's wrong with it, and I don't know. No. It's not to have to let it be under somebody, some other shul's auspices to have the men and the women standing around on a Sunday screaming and cheering for little Johnny to round the bases. It's to let him go someplace else, not to have him in the shul. The shul is to build panimis. That's the tachas of the shul, is to build panimis. And maybe if I'd be out of town, if in another place, then I would see that you have to have such a thing, Taka, maybe, to keep the kids that they shouldn't, God forbid, you know, go to someplace else, and that they should be within our Dalai Lama's. And I probably out of town, I could see such a thing. I wouldn't. But over here, there are other places, so I don't have to, they can go, you know, to other places with other Jewish kids and play ball. I don't have to have it. It should be the, an Eish Kodesh, you know, little league. I don't believe that that's what the Pasuk of the Bershom had more. He said, Pasuk of Mikdash Shechanti Desaichem, you know, to have t-shirts made up and to have picnics with the shul. I don't believe that. It's the ik is the binyan hapnimi, the binyan hapnimi, and sometimes out of town, in order that you should be able to have a binyan hapnimi, you have to go from in such a way outside, but not when we're living Baruch Hashem with so many yidden, we have to do that. Adrabba, the ik is people are outside much too much. They're outside much too much. The ik is to bring everybody inside, not to go outside. You don't need to have buses taking people away from shul. Buses. I grew up in the shul where I lived. There was a very nice shul. There were always buses, like on Sundays. Always when the weather, especially the weather was nice. So when it wasn't nice, so also they're going museums and different things like that. Different, you know, class trips with the shul to the planetarium, the place where they went. So it's not. That's not the avayda. The ikur is ein hatar niknas ela b'chavura.
Sorry, they're going to do the opposite.
What do they do?
They have buses to pick up people to bring them.
Yeah? To bring them to church?
Yeah.
That's what they do?
They have buses.
Bring them from where?
They pick them up in different places. They bring in the neighborhoods.
Oh, to help them to get to...
Yeah.
To get there.
It's just the opposite. I was thinking as Rebbe was saying.
That's an interesting idea. I mean, they do that because they're trying to get more of an oilum, so they...
I guess so, but I've seen that. They literally have these buses that go around and they pick them up and they take them.
Okay. That's okay. That's good.
No job
is possible. Yeah. Yeah. The Torah is only acquired b'chabur. B'chabur. Together with other yidden. Ha'im kavanos shachabur hi hakol of lahi ish alayim is the Torah. Do you think that when Chazal, the Rebbe says, do you think when Chazal said that the Torah can only be acquired with the chabura, that they're saying that the whole thing is the chabura of lahi ish alayim is the Torah, and not the individual person who's sitting and learning Torah? Umishi ef shaloi b'chabura gam levada liyum chas v'shalom. What about a person who can't have a chabura? So he shouldn't learn that the Torah is only nigness b'chabur? It doesn't mean that. Of course not. Of course, even a person sits and learns by himself, the Baruch Shalom sits with him and so on. And he's rewarded for that. Even a person who sits by himself and learns Torah, he's being dovek to Hashem. So what does it mean, b'chabur? Aval kevin shebeis Yisrael doyma ata lebayis shachozay ha'esh mikol avarv. The Rebbe is saying, but since right now the state of the Jewish people, the Rebbe is saying in pre-war Poland, the state of Beis Yisrael right now is like a house that's on fire, mikol avarv, and the fire has caught onto all sides of the house. Hatzaris misayni Yisrael, the unbelievable tzaras that we have from the enemies of Klal Yisrael. Hamamarim is chayenu mibachutz, who embitter our lives outside. Vakfiris l'tayr v'avaydl mibifnim, and the coldness with learning and with davening that's inside. This is that our Beis Yisrael from outside and inside is besieged. Outside is the hatred of our enemies, and inside is the coldness of Yiddishkeit. God forbid the effects of this could be complete destruction. The Rebbe said, I already said at the beginning of Chavis HaTalmidim that it's only the fire of Chassidus with the delights of paradise, of Gan Eden, in serving Hashem. Only if we teach to the young people, the Bochim, the Avrechim, we reveal to them the fire of Chassidus and all the deep pleasure of serving Hashem in this way, in Havoid and in Torah and so on. Only this can save Yechelus Lahatzalus Am Yisrael. Only this can save the Jewish people, Mitima Vekilian, from Mitmiya Vekilian Akrius, from being completely lost and destroyed in the coldness, Chas
V'Shalom. What year is he saying this?
He's saying this before, I don't know if the exact year.
Like 30s, 40s?
No, 30s. I said pre-war poem, the 30s. Only this can save us from destruction, from a coldness. If there's a big fire, God forbid, if there's a big fire, then it's not going to help if you have one guy running around with a bucket. If there's a big fire, just going with a bucket of water back and forth is not going to stop such a fire. You have to go to get a whole chevra, and you have to run the shiva drachim. They didn't have really, maybe like his biggest hasag of a fire department was having a lot of people with buckets. That's what he's saying. In fact, shiva drachim yamarul haviyam. They should have a lot of people with buckets. That you can't just have one guy with a bucket. You have to have a whole minion with buckets. This one comes with a bucket. This one's rolling a barrel over there. This one comes running, each one with what he has, and the other comes with a container, a jug. Everybody's got to run with whatever he can do to put out the fire. But it has to be b'chabur. It has to be nipis b'chabur. Kain gam es chassidus. So it is with chassidus. This cure that is needed urgently and is the most, it is the medicine that is most needed and v'habetucha, that is most guaranteed to work. Lahatzel is Am Hashem, to save the Am Hashem. There's basis so. Learn this topic. Lachnisa bekebena begufena v'nafshena b'hem tzom shadibarna b'hem leisata levad v'agam esamtzos hachevrayi yitzhanu b'zeh. That's why it can't be just people, not just people sitting quietly and by themselves. Of course you have to learn by yourself. Of course you have to always, no matter where you are, you have to daven, you have to learn. But we have to get the oilam together. We have to come together, running into the world of chassidus, into this avayda. And if we do all of this, maybe if we do all of this, Hashem will help us. We'll be able to save our bodies and our souls, miharisa, from destruction. And total loss. So you would know. You think that, because when people describe what it was like before the Milchama, everybody thinks that everybody was so frum and everything was so gewaldig. The Rebbe saw that it was on the verge of destruction, not just at the hands of our enemies, but from within, with the coldness and the emptiness of Yiddishkeit, which is already more than just seeping into the homes and into the yeshivas. The yeshivas, there were very few were learning. Look, I don't have to go through that time in history. I think that you're familiar with it. There were on the one hand there were a lot of very great tzaddikim and avdei Hashem, but on the other hand there was the hamayin am were very very far removed.
What he says, what Kolomo says, Alushon, is so straightforward, it's so logical, it makes so much sense. But we know there was opposition. Is this the wrong time for you to say, why would someone oppose this?
There was opposition to what to chassidus. You know, the in the world that he was in, remember that where the Rebbe was in Warsaw at that time, there wasn't really his snag, this chassidus. He was talking to a He was talking to a shtark, a Hasidic Shoilam. There was not, it was not a place of misnagdim in Poland. And his, you know, his audience was an audience that the vast majority of the Jews were people who were raised and were breathing in this air of the Olam Hasidus. He didn't, the Rebbe wasn't taking trips. To the best of my knowledge, he didn't go to Litva. If he would have come to Vilna with this news, he would have gone to Lithuania and different places. This would have caused some hisnagdus. But you see how interesting it is that nowadays, more and more the Chavos HaTalmidim is the Rebbe's Sfarim. Hashos HaVeichim is the next level, but Chavos HaTalmidim is more and more understood as a sefer that belongs to all of Klal Yisrael. Because as things become more difficult before Mashiach comes, and as things people are, you know, slipping away, so the realization is that unless we use this approach of the Rebbe in Chavos HaTalmidim, different adaptations of this approach, so the fire is going to destroy everything, and even in circles that were traditionally not Hasidic circles, the Chavos HaTalmidim is already widely, well, not widely, but it's very much accepted in many circles, even in the non Hasidic circles. But there's a lot that still needs to be done. The Leisha Raka Chevrai he Ikaris HaKol. So the Rebbe is saying, I'm not saying that the Chevrai is the main thing, to have that it should davka be Chevrai. But nowadays, he says, we have to begin to form these kind of chevras, these kind of groups that one could be able to rally behind and be part of, and to feel his kashrus and his chabris, Avodas Hashem, for being part of that chevra. Ilazois ben achosdich neschabe chevraya, u ben achosdich shebishum oifen lehoyseloy hafsharos neschabe rak levade oive. Therefore, whether you're a chosid that you're part of some chevraya, or whether you're a chosid that bishum oifen you weren't able to become, and you're sitting and you have to be by yourself, rak levade oive. Kaim is kol esher eshamnu b'zeh b'shvil achaveim. You should still go according to all that I'm writing about how things should be with the chevrayim, even if it's your own private little personal chevrayah, and you're the only member of your chevrayah. You should still stick to these things, these guidelines, and these things that I'm talking about, navayda. I'm not saying it should only be with chevrayah. I'm just talking here, in this parak, at the end, we're talking about a chevrayah. But all of these things are to be kept at all times, even if you're by yourself. The lawyer aid, not only that, Elishagam befivi kabal loves chassidus. He says that a person should verbally accept upon himself a life of chassidus. Elishagam befivi kabal loves chassidus. Kimatzina Baram, that's what Rebbe is going to go into right now, to the end of the parak, the inyan of the Kabbalah. He says, because we see Kimasina Barabbam in Perikud Milchus Mishkav Amoshav Shabizman Hazah Afilo Talmud Chacham Tzarech LaKabal of Divrei Chaveiros. The Rambam says that nowadays even a Talmud Chacham has to be Makabal upon himself, his membership, so to speak, to the community of Talmidei Chachamim. Makabal of Divrei Chaveiros, I mean, that's talking specifically about a situation where a person for some time had to be away from the community, but the side hadover is that what the Rebbe is going to talk about now here is that it's very important for a person to make kabbalas, to verbalize a certain desire to accept upon himself a mahalach and avodas Hashem. He's going to explain this much more. The Ikar Kabbalah is, of course, in front of three people. But what we're talking about here It doesn't have to be in front of three people to be mekabel upon yourself a Kabbalah. Rak beinu levein koinai. It could be between you and the Rebbein Shalom. Mekabel al atzmai. To be mekabel upon yourself these commitments that we're learning about, that we're talking about. That beinu levein koinai yekabel al atzmai dvar magai. Those of you who are learning, many of the chevra that are learning the svarm of the Bilvavi Mishkan Evna, and you see how over and over again at every at different points in his svarm, he comes back to this inyan of the importance of the Kabbalah, the importance of beginning by accepting upon yourself, not just sort of why does a person have to make any kind of a formal statement, which we're going to see coming up in a few minutes. Why does it have to be a formal statement? Okay, you just start to do certain things. You try this a little bit, you try that a little bit. In Avodas Hashem, you do this, you do that. It's very, very, very big inyan that there should be a Kabbalah, it should be a strong Kabbalah. Even if it's Bein Levein Kainai, it's with other people, but even if it's between you and the Baruch Shalom, but it should be with a Kabbalah that a person accepts upon himself. That accepts upon himself this way of life, and to put into practice some of the things that we're learning here. Do you know what we're gonna continue here, because it's really now the Rebbe gets into the lamaisa. The lamaisa entered the parak with the lamaisa of what this inyan of a Kabbalah is, and even suggests the nusach of a Kabbalah that we'll finish the parak. Shkai.